Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Wow. He got us again. We didn't even know it, man. We didn't even fucking know it.
Fuck you.
We didn't even fucking know it.
Robert
fucking got us.
Pearson.
He got us.
Fuck you.
He fucking did it again.
His fucking piece of shit.
And we had no fucking idea.
I get it now.
Until the end. I get why this movie is a complete fucking garbage pile.
His shits have a very distinctive shape and smell.
Signature. Distinctive. He leaves a little mark on him.
Distinctive smell.
Yes.
You know.
And I was kind of like, as watching this movie, I was like, there's something familiar here.
No. I mean, it's a ripoff of.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's familiar.
Except worse.
But that's why I posted that we were having a case of deja vu. There's something a little too familiar with this one.
Bro.
Remember when...
This is so stupid.
Just a few episodes ago, we reviewed a movie called Grizzly?
Yes.
Yeah, well, guess what? The fucking... Oh, my
God.
Two fuckheads, one who we know...
Two fucking lizard brains.
One who we fucking know very well, because he directed one of our least favorite movies of all time.
The Devil and Leroy Bassett.
No shit, he directed that piece of garbage.
And he's back with one other big brain to make a ripoff of Grizzly, but...
Well, you know why? Because Grizzly was actually popular when it came out.
It was a huge hit, yeah. And then
it was a huge indie hit, so guess what these fucks had to do?
A year later, two!
They're like, we have to put our big brains together and make a fucking better one. But you know what is the problem?
It's
not fucking better!
It's so bad, it sees us to be a ripoff, and just... This thing melted my brain.
Dude, it's fucking trash. Like, I was entertained at some parts, but not for the right
reasons. Oh, no, it's entertaining as hell. I mean, I could do without the last, like, 20 minutes of just fucking stock footage and people walking through the goddamn mountains. But it's just...
Dude, no shit. Like, 90% of the fucking bear, quote-unquote bear, is fucking stock footage. It's like a nature documentary.
Well, Will, it has a very unique editing technique in that when you don't know how to end your scene, you just cut to a footage of, like, some animal... And that's the end of your scene.
Or when you need to fill up a time slot and you need some padding, just do a flashback. Just throw in a flashback.
Character development, Will.
Just fucking... Exposition. Here's your fucking flashback.
Dumb exposition. Fuck this movie. Like, I'm never... Because we thought Grizzly was okay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't completely hate it.
It was okay. We kept mentioning that it was like a ripoff of Jaws. Well, this is a ripoff of a ripoff, and it just
fails.
You know what? We didn't know how good we had it
with Grizzly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could go back, I'd apologize to how I think I rated Grizzly like a five. A five.
We both rated a five.
And I feel bad now because we didn't know how bad it would get.
You didn't know how bad you could fuck this up.
No.
And also, like, man, you miss things like competent directing and competent attack scenes.
Yeah.
And characters. Also, like, did we need, like, six flashbacks?
There's literally six flashbacks in this film, all four of which happen in the first 20 minutes of the film.
Also, do we need, like, the just most pointless drama?
Dude, the
people
drama between
argue.
The main guy and the main girl was the most pointless shit I've ever seen in my entire
yeah.
life. It was like, there was, like, almost no drama because neither of them had any reason to be mad at each other, but
no.
They were mad at each other.
But then they stopped being mad halfway through the movie, and then that's just, like, thrown away.
We get my favorite thing. We'll talk about this in the review. We get my favorite thing. A, like, 5-minute slow-mo scene.
You mean the ending?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you remember fucking Devil
Fuck
Times
you.
5?
Fuck you.
With that slow-mo scene?
Well, no.
That, okay.
To be fair,
this movie is not that bad.
This is okay? Better.
It is
if
better.
If only because it's more amusing, because we sat through... The whole movie, and this is what
this is the payoff.
Two human brains combined combine to this, give this.
This is the money shot at the end.
This is how they ended it.
The money shot. The fucking.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Remember Grizzly?
Two big brains. You know at the end of Grizzly when he blows the bear up with a fucking bazooka?
After the bear attacks the helicopter.
And shoves it.
And then fucking kills the other guy. And then he just blows it the fuck up.
He just fucking nukes it.
Like, you remember that ending?
That was badass.
Oh boy. Just wait.
Boy, you think that's badass. This is not it.
Oh, just wait. This is, you get a lovely puppet. A lovely marionette being set on fire.
Dude,
Jesus.
Spoilers.
There ain't no spoilers for this thing, dude.
So, let's just get into it.
Fuck okay. This movie.
So, credits roll. It's just fucking red, and there's a stock footage of a bear just wandering around.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just says all the names. It's bullshit.
For some reason, it has, like, a subtitle before every name in the cast. It says, like, starring, and then it'll say, also starring, and then yeah. It says, introducing, and then it says, like, featuring.
Yeah.
Like, between every fucking name has some sort of subtitle in front of it. Like, they had to put a word in front of it.
So we get these three poachers just hunting a bear randomly. It's two
bears. We see two bears fighting.
Two bears fighting. And then, like, they're fighting and they're wrestling. And then we see these three Goombas.
Being, like.
Just standing on a hill.
One of them's like, yeah, it's yours. It'll cost you, like, blah, blah, blah. I might lose my license, blah, blah, blah. And then they start shooting.
And I love it because they start shooting. They're shooting down, right?
Downward.
So they're shooting downwards, and one of the bears goes up a hill, and they're supposed to be shooting at it still, but they don't change the aim of their guns. They just keep shooting down.
It's called the 180 rule, Will. You know what that is?
No.
In movies, generally speaking, if you're a real person, when you're filming a scene, you want your characters to be, like, you know, 180, like.
Yeah.
Facing each
directly
other.
Directly across from each
so
other.
So it's like if you're filming a scene of two people talking, you don't position those people
in weird,
like,
spots.
Like, you don't put one person on top of a hill.
Yeah.
And then have the other person facing straight down. This movie, first 3 minutes, just takes that rule and fucks it.
Throws it out the window.
They're just shooting straight down. The bear is, like, standing up. And they're just still shooting it down. Like, their bullets are somehow curving up the hill and following it.
Don't you know if you shoot down a hill, your bullets curve up faster?
Is this, like, Wanted?
Yeah.
It's just fucking...
They were the first bullet throwers.
I get it
They
now.
Fucking... They were curving the bullets into the bear.
I get it.
fucking Matrix shit.
Or maybe the reason they couldn't fucking kill it is because... Because, mind you, they're supposed to be pretty close to the bear, right?
Yeah.
They like, shoot like
almost right next to
they shoot like 20 bullets at it. They hit it like once.
Well, they
I get
kill,
it.
They kill one bear.
Sort of.
Well, because they wound one, and I guess
here's what you see. You see a bear sit down, and then you see it just sitting down.
It lays down, I guess.
And then it's like they just never mention it.
No.
So it may be dead.
So then you get this after that.
But we see the one bear is hit because we see like a puppet with like a
bleeding
with a red paint coming out of it. And then the bear runs away.
So the bear runs away, and then we see this couple collecting wood.
And
I guess it's a woodsman and his wife.
A lumberjack.
A lumberjack and his wife.
And they're kind of being all flirty and nah, nah, nah. And she starts making fun of his $15,000 truck, and he's just like, don't make fun of my $15,000 truck.
Well, and they're collecting wood so he can go sell it, and he's like, she's like, that's the good thing about dating, like, about marrying a lumberjack. We always have wood. They said all this and then forgot to put in the fucking boner joke.
A big old penis joke. They don't give one.
That's the boner right there. They didn't put in a fucking penis joke.
That's the real.
After she mentioned
this movie
hard wood.
Is a boner.
It is a boner. It's okay. A total boner.
There's no. But yeah, she mentions wood, and we were just thinking, oh, dick joke, but no.
And so they start driving down the mountain and singing fucking...
A song about a bear.
The bear went over the hill. What did it see after the hill? Another mountain.
Get it?
Mountain, mountain.
Prophecy. I get it now. And they keep driving, and then his $15,000 fucking truck
breaks down.
Because the radiator shits itself, I guess.
The radiator pipe broke.
Whatever, dude. And he's like, I gotta go to town and get the thing. And she's like, okay.
And he's like, are you gonna be okay here? And she's like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit here, I guess.
And then
he just fucking walks off. He starts
walking down the road, and the poachers drive past him, and they speed past him and don't pick him up. And he keeps walking.
And then he gets fucking...
He turns into a puppet.
He gets borked.
He turns into a puppet.
He gets fucking borked.
Dude. And then we see a bear attacking a fucking, like, stuffed mannequin or some shit. I bet
they stuffed it with, like, raw meat and were just, like, sort here.
Of, yeah. Because it's just, like, a fucking ragdoll. And it's just attacking a ragdoll. And then we cut to, like, him being smacked with a fucking...
To the ground and, like, holding his arm. And he's like,
my head.
My hand.
Not really. But he's, like, clutching his hand.
And the bear, like, is like, yeah, fucking right. And then, like, walks off. He doesn't talk. But
you know. I wish. The bear, like,
if the bear was like, yeah, fuck you.
Fucking right, bitch.
Fuck you. Stay the fuck down.
Fucking humanoids.
You fuck with me in my woods? Fuck you.
Fuck y'all.
You made my partner sit down.
But then, after he attacks him, we get my favorite filmmaking device.
Exposition?
Expository typewriter.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, it says like, a man attacked by bear.
Yes.
And then there's another one, like, two campers attacked by bear.
And they start calling it the devil bear.
But no, it's, and then it's like, bear. It's the third, yeah, it's like, killer bear. And yeah. Then on the third typewriter, it's like, It mentions devil bear or demon bear.
And then it does another one, and it's like 5 years later.
And then like, it says like, the Satan bear, still on the loose. And I'm like, it would have been nice if we saw this, any of this.
So it's a time jump, but they have to put exposition in it? Why not just say 5 years later?
Because fuck you, because we needed to see the typewriters clickety-clacking about how it goes from a regular killer bear to a Satan bear. This is like the official like report.
Satan bear. And then we get the Goomba from the beginning, the woodsman, on a bed just like, like going crazy in his bed.
He's having a bad flashback.
And he's like having like this bad flashback about like him with his kid, because it's 5 years later. Apparently they had
so
a kid.
It's later, but it's before the scene of him in the bed coming. He's talking to his lady, and apparently after he got attacked, like he still has his hand.
But he couldn't like do the work, so they.
But
like...
apparently he can't be a lumberjack anymore, so he just became a butthurt loser.
That hangs out with a Native American
in he a just sleeps in his cabin. House for some
like,
reason.
No shit, the fucking woman left.
Yeah,
I too.
I'd and she's like... just like, nothing's the same anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then we get like random scenes of his kid.
And he's just like, yeah, as he's just like rolling around in the bed, just like throwing his arm up yeah. randomly and just like.
Basically remembering how his wife left him and took the kid. Because now he's a butthurt loser who shacks up with a Native American man who just works on his car all day.
This is a Native American man played by an Italian guy.
No fucking shit!
It's hilarious.
But boy, they try.
Oh god, yeah.
I think the director's
they
a fetish.
They make him chant at one point.
You mean they have him kind of like...
yelling into the air? While
like, pretend yelling while like they dub.
A dub of fucking...
Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Very clever. Clever movie.
So he gets up, and like the old man, the old Native American man, he comforts goes over him. And comforts
like
him.
You had another bad dream.
And the guy's like, I'm gonna get that bear. I'm gonna kill that bear.
For what he did to me.
And he's like rubbing his arm. He's like, oh, I love when he gets to the door from me. He's like,
oh.
like he climaxes or something.
Yeah.
He's like,
he just gets up out of bed and then like walks up to like the post outside the house, just like, and we're just like, what?
And he like starts rubbing his arm. He's like, I'm gonna get that bear. I swear revenge on that bear.
He got my fapping arm.
He got my hand, and I'm like. Dude, your hand is still, like, there.
It's there. You know
and
why?
It still moves it, too.
Okay, but you know why? Because they couldn't give him a gimp hand because the filmmakers are stupid.
Yeah.
If they were clever, they'd give him a gimp hand. But, you see, that takes too much effort. So whatever.
So he gets, he swears revenge on the bear for doing a bunch of shit bear shit do. And then like.
Because the bear, when he got shot once, apparently became a fucking demon.
And then we.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, they killed his friend and he became a demon bear. So then we get the commissioner. That's his name in the fucking movie.
Literally.
Okay. Yeah. They don't bother with
I
names.
I think one person calls him like Uncle Ben.
They don't bother with names.
But in the credits,
he's just
fucking commissioner. So fuck Uncle Ben.
Not the commissioner. Commissioner.
A commissioner.
So he gets a call about a bunch of like people in a lake, and they're in an unauthorized part of the park. So he goes over, and like a bunch of women are playing in a lake.
Excuse you. It's Captain Nemo.
Oh, my bad.
And his all-girl band.
You're right. My bad. Sorry. It's Captain Nemo and his all-girl band in a fucking lake, even though they didn't... I don't think they've released any music whatsoever.
I don't... Well, it's bullshit. That's what that is. So...
That's in the credits. They call him fucking Captain Nemo and his all-girl band.
That is what it says, and because there is no one else in the movie that matches up with this?
In case you're wondering, yes, we do get to meet Nemo. The self-proclaimed Nemo, even though he's not...
Dude.
They never mention his name.
Blow me. Nemo hears a bear. He gets scared.
So all the women, like, get out of the river, like, get out of the lake.
No, they don't. Yeah, they do. They still, like, kind
of
stand there.
Well, they run out of the lake after a while.
No, they still... They stand in, like, the shallow part.
Well, yeah, but they run away after hearing the growl. They, like, run into the shallow
part. They run from the deep part to the shallow part, and they stand there in their, like, 1950s underwear.
And so the fucking Captain Nemo comes over to the sheriff.
And he's like, groovy, bro.
There's a bear, bro. Yo, like, that's whack. Don't flip your lid, man. Like, just...
There's a bear, and he's like, are you sure? I don't know, man. I'm a rock star, not Walt Disney.
Like, talking all this mumbo-jumbo jive shit.
He goes and there's a tiny, like, black bear cub.
And the commissioner just laughs and then fucking...
Scene over. That's...
They
Captain Nemo and his all-girl band.
So then we get a camping troop. A fucking kids camping trip.
Hey, bucko,
I told you not to go off on them, like, by yourself.
We're introduced to, Douche Canoe.
Yeah, let's just call him Douche Canoe for the rest of the movie.
So,
okay. So,
Douche Canoe?
He's, like, conducting a troop camp, but they don't come, like, Boy Scouts or anything, so he's a fucking Douche Canoe with a bunch of kids. I don't fucking get it. They don't even say what he is.
He's, like, okay, whatever, dude.
Whatever, he just...
In the credits, they're listed as scouts. So, what? He's a scout leader.
I guess he's a scoutmaster, yeah.
But he's, like, there, and he's doing the typical scout shit. Hey, bucko, put down the camp! And...
Well, and then, like... It's nighttime. They're all, like, setting up tents, and then, like, two, like... So,
he gets spooked.
Like, one of the kids gets spooked.
And he says something.
And he's, like... He says, like, demon bear. It's, like, demon bear, but I can't remember what the name was.
Oh! Acoustica?
Acoustica.
Acoustica. Acoustica.
And then he just like, and then like the guy like aims the gun up and is like,
excuse me. You're forgetting though that he says acoustica, and then the camera cuts to a riveting shot of blackness.
Just black.
And we're just like,
acoustica. Black.
And like, then he takes his gun and aims.
He like aims, and then like two kids get out underneath the blanket.
And I'm like, it's a prank, bro! Not really.
And then, yo, you just got punked!
You got pranked! And he just keeps aiming his fucking gun.
He just like, yeah, and they're just like, they're like.
Flashback! Don't forget.
A random ass. This is the most random flashback.
We get a flashback of him talking to Commissioner. Saying nonsense, and then he mentions that he's with.
That dude's wife, the fucking guy that got attacked by the bear and his hand got...
So after she ditched him because he's a loser now, she's fucking him now.
Because he's a mopey cabin loser?
Because he's a mopey cabin dweller now. And now she's fucking this Goomba. And he's talking about this and he's saying, like, how Commissioner doesn't believe that there's a demon bear in the woods, even though we see clearly through the typewriter exposition that someone's getting fucking murked.
Yes.
By a bear.
Over and over again.
But he's like, I don't believe there's a demon bear.
And then it just goes immediately back to the camp.
With him aiming the gun, and then he's like, all right, let's go to bed. I'll deal with you in the morning.
So that we get all the kids sleeping, and then one of them...
We literally get everyone, like, kind of bundles up, and then again, Acoustica!
No, remember, he's like, nature calling, and the guy's like, murr, murr.
So he goes to the fucking bathroom.
The kid gets up, and he's taking a leak, and then he's like, Acoustica! Acoustica!
And then Acoustica attacks.
The bear just fucking starts ripping it's through a bear. The fucking tent.
It's a bear with someone shining a flashlight on it, and then it starts ripping a bunch of inanimate tents. And then, the guy shoots at it like 5 times.
Yes.
And then somehow the bear like loops around him and smacks him in the face and knocks him the fuck out into another dimension. And then
the fucking
bear... He just lays there watching.
Then the bear attacks one of the sleeping bags and like drags fucking a kid off into the woods.
But lo and behold, next scene, we found out that kid... It's the kid.
Buck.
It's Buck, our fucking loser main character's son.
Yeah, and the woman's, yeah.
It's Buck.
But how are we supposed to know? It literally...
We don't.
Didn't fucking show him.
We see Buck before this in a flashback for maybe 2 seconds.
And he's, like, younger.
Oh, yeah, it's baby Buck.
Yeah.
But now he's older Buck.
How in the fuck were we supposed to know this was Buck?
You weren't. They didn't think it through, homie. But it's the hospital now. Our douchebag has a giant bandage on his head.
He's pissed off because he has to go, like, tell people that, like, he's going to hunt the bear.
He has to tell people that, you know, what they already know.
And apparently the town is, like, in shambles because it attacked a bunch of kids.
Because the demon bear that we've seen through typewriter exhibition has murdered, like, 5 people before. So, apparently now they're in shambles because there's another fucking whatever.
Yeah,
because
they attack kids this time.
So then... He gets out of his, like, hospital room.
And then he goes to the woman's, like, right there.
The woman shows up. And then we get another flashback.
And she's like, you promised.
No.
Oh, that's right.
Another flashback of them talking, and he just gives her some vague promise. Like, blah, 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 everything will be fine. I promise. And then it, back to reality. And then she's like, you promised.
You promised.
You promised.
They needed that flashback just to show that he promised to protect Buck.
Like, what?
But Buck's, like, in critical condition in the hospital. He's not dead yet.
Okay, but may I ask, what's the point of that scene?
To explain that he promised? Why couldn't he... Why couldn't she have just said, you promised?
Promised what?
You promised you'd keep him safe.
I promise I won't let a fucking demon bear attack our son on a camping... What? Promised what, bitch?
So then... After this fucking hospital scene, because he gets all in a huff and leaves.
We get our guy
and the fucking,
leaning up against the fucking tree, and then he gets his own flashback.
The Native American, like, tells him that his son got attacked, and this is when he gets the flashback of his son.
This is when he gets his own flashback of him and his son on a camping trip, and then his wife comes to, you know, get the son to be like, hey, your time with daddy's up. And then the kid is like, this is good. It's like old times. And then he tries
to put their hands together.
He puts their hands together.
Like, parent trap shit.
I know.
Like, like, bro, this is a movie about a demon bear, and you're doing, like, the parent trap?
He does the parent trap shit to them, and then he puts their hands together. He's like, it's just like old times.
You said it too enthusiastically, Alex.
It's just like old times.
Thank you.
He said it twice in a row. First, he's cooking clams. Just like old times. And now he's forcibly smacking their hands together like old times.
And then the mom takes him away and he's like, I love you, daddy.
And then that's it.
And then he says that again and the dad doesn't say jack shit.
The dad looks off like a fucking bum.
And then he's crying.
Back to reality. He's crying.
So now...
And now he's more pissed at Satan demon douchebag bear.
So now, after that, we just jump to the commissioner. He's getting out of his office, And we get this idiot fucking reporter.
It's the director.
Dude, bald fuck. We got to see the fucking guy who directed The Devil and Leroy.
Do you understand? We got to see the man.
The man behind the camera who made Devil and Leroy Bassett.
The man behind the madness.
Thinking about it now, it's kind of a surreal moment because he looks like a total fucking douchebag.
He looks like the kind of person who would direct this piece of shit.
And Devil and Leroy Bassett.
He put himself in this fucking movie as like a joke character.
Yes.
Like a reporter who's like hounding him about like the story. And then the commissioner gets angry and punches him.
Punches him. And they start tracking the bear.
And he's like, don't get violent. Fuck you. And they start hunting the bear. And the commissioner, like, he calls in some young college whippersnappers to help him with technology.
Who gets to that? Sounds like some like another movie we've recently watched, you know, where they called in a bunch of hunters to take down a giant bear. Huh? Yeah.
Sort of.
I mean, in a way.
Yeah, but in that movie...
I mean, they change it a little bit, of course.
Well, yeah, but in Grizzly, the whole thing was they didn't want them because they just end up shooting random shit.
Right.
In this...
Okay, so they have to change something so it doesn't look like a blatant ripoff.
Okay, but Will, here's what happens. Here's what happens, okay? We get a scene. We get a scene of a guy... He has, like, a gun. And the guy's like... I love it. He's like, does that work? And he just...
And he's like, what's that, a flare gun? Does it work?
He points behind him. He just boosh!
Fires it into the fucking woods.
And then he's like, yep, it works. And then some guy shows up like, don't fire it, you idiot. And he's like, nyam, nyam, nyam. And then the guy walks away. Idiots. That's the end.
Yep.
That's the last we see of those hunters. That guy, he's like a sheriff or something?
Yeah.
He gets in his fucking car.
Well, we also need to talk about how the commissioner talked to the poachers that, like, started the whole thing. And he's talking
the
about...
The one poacher.
They're talking about the three poachers, remember?
No, it's one poacher and two of the college dudes. That's who they are.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah. It's the poacher dude that killed...
But it's the guy who helped the other guys kill...
Yeah.
Shoot the bear.
So they're talking about how the creature needs to be destroyed and like how like
we've been all over the planet and we've tracked down all sorts of man eaters.
Creatures just need to be destroyed. And then like
this creature.
So
who made this movie?
After the road flare thing, they're talking to the main dude about like, dude, I don't even know what they talk about. Like my notes just garbage. Say talking to main dude about how he's a pussy.
No, you're forgetting the scene where the fucking sheriff gets attacked by a guy in a bear suit. Remember?
That's not yet.
Yeah, it is. It's right after the fucking he not leaves yet, the hunters.
Like they talk to no, because they talk to the main dude, and I can't remember what they say. And then the cop.
You know what they say? Nothing.
Yeah, they don't say anything. It doesn't fucking matter.
It don't matter
because now the cop. Now we'll get to the scene that you were talking about. Because
the cop drives and then he sees a stock footage of a bear running across the woods,
and he's like.
He calls it in. He's like, this is so-and-so. I saw a thing. I'm going to go look.
And then so he goes into the woods and then sees a fucking cub.
A cub and a little, like,
doe.
And Bambi.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's like, you almost bought it. And then he starts walking back. And then literally.
Gets tackled by a guy in a fucking bear suit.
A guy in a bear suit just literally out of nowhere.
Boosh! Boosh!
And goes slow-mo. The end.
Yeah.
That's the scene.
So now we get a scene of the girl talking to the Native American guy.
Oh, she drives up to...
And she's talking about
like, it's been a long...
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since you be here.
And she's like, did you talk to him? Did you tell him about Buck?
Yeah, he's very unhappy. He not happy.
He doesn't talk much.
He don't talk much. But I know. I know because I Native American. I legit... Native American man.
I'm not Italian American.
I am not pretending.
Me no,
acting.
Me no pretend.
Me no pretend. No act. And then
so
our guy
comes out of the cabin,
walks out of his fucking bum hole,
and sees the girl. And then we get another flashback of fucking like Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, you know what we get? We get the woman running in slow mo through like a. Field of flowers, and then they embrace in slow-mo.
He picks her up and spins her around. And they talk about how...
Dude, it looks like a scene out of, like, fucking Naked Gun or Airplane. And
she says something like, the only thing I need
is you
right here.
And I don't care about anything as long as I have you.
He's like, it must be hard being out of the city because you don't get to see anyone. And she's like,
I don't care.
I see.
I have you. I see
everything I need right here. Fuck.
End flashback.
And then back to reality. And then he becomes back to reality when he's fucking Mopey McGee.
So they fight about nothing.
He basically blames her for the bear attack.
Dude, it's like...
I don't even know. Like,
For some reason, I guess he's butthurt that apparently she didn't want him to go hunting the bear right after he got attacked.
You mean the dangerous bear that just literally attacked him? She didn't want him to go after it?
So now he's butthurt about it, and then she's like, I just want you to understand me. And he's like, it's all your fault. I could have... Now it attacked our son.
Yeah, my arm. And then he keeps mentioning his hand and like how he can't do anything because that bear attacked. And it's all her fault because she wouldn't let him...
Literally, cry me a fucking river.
Dude, it's like, I'm surprised she didn't fucking hold up her hand and start playing the smallest violin for him.
That was me.
Because it's fucking like... He's like a mopey...
You know what this is?
He's like a mopey zoo lion.
You know what this is? Drama!
Fucking Babby's first
what do
drama.
Movies need, Will? Drama!
You know what didn't have drama? Grizzly. They just fucking went for it.
Dude, what was the...
Nothing. And you know what? It doesn't fucking matter because literally the next scene, they just show a cage closing.
Oh, God, it cuts to a fucking, stock footage of a cage closing.
And the poacher and the two fucking idiots...
They're gonna bait the bear into a cage.
There's a pig in the cage, and they're gonna lure the bear
they
into
gonna
the cage
get
and
it.
Trap it, because they want
to
take it alive.
Because they're smart.
Because there's never been anything bad happened in a fucking movie where they want to keep the fucking creature alive.
You know why?
Right?
Because, well, see... Because we're only, 30 minutes into the movie? So we have to get a scene where they're like, no, we can't kill a thing. We need to keep thing alive because the movie has to go on for another hour. Keep thing alive. But they fuck it up anyways.
But it doesn't matter. Because
well, it doesn't matter because this movie has no structure.
They're all sitting and they hear the fucking little trap, device.
Their thing starts beeping.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we caught it. Yeah, we fucking caught it.
They get on their fucking walkie-talkie.
Call the commissioner. We caught it. We fucking got it. We fucking got this bear.
They get on their walkie-talkie. They're like, we got it. And then it goes silent. And then they're like, yep, it's smart, all right.
And then it just fucking bursts through the window.
They throw a fucking marionette through a window. And then we get a close-up.
I love this.
A slow-mo.
Of the poacher. And he's like, as he's lifting up his gun and just
slowly
making this idiotic face and then
cut and then we cut to our guy and his Italian-American buddy walking to investigate because they got the phone the message that we got the thing and then they're going there like they never called back and then they go there and they open the fucking door.
And the fucking body falls down on one of them.
You remember that scene in Grizzly where the girl's body fell down from the fucking rafters?
I do fucking
Except
remember that
in
scene.
Grizzly, that was like the first kill. Yeah. And he falls down. And then they look. They just look mildly annoyed.
They're just like, whatever. And then they start arguing about the grizzly and how...
He's going to hunt it down.
Yes.
And then, again, drama. Because...
They start arguing about how it's like...
See, fucking, well, we can't have a movie with no drama.
Well, they just start arguing how he shouldn't go after it, and then
Because our bitch, our goof with the gimp hand that's not a gimp hand is like, I'm gonna go, and then the commissioner's like, I'm gonna go too. This is literally the argument.
And
then
fucking,
no, you're not gonna go. Why not?
You just
you're
slow
old.
Me down. You slow me down.
It's my business.
The second you stub a toe or anything.
He's like,
you're
you
out.
You're just saying you want to go so you look better.
And then this
goes on for like 5 minutes. I'm not kidding.
They break the arguing for just a second to say that the guy.
She's
like I know this bear. This bear thinks.
Well, no, they set that up though, because he's like, I know something no one else knows. It thinks. I was like, that's
really?
It? That's the secret?
That's your big fucking secret.
I was
a bear thinks.
I was expecting it to be like, I know where it lives. I know, like.
Well, then then the commissioner starts arguing with him again.
And then they argue some more.
And they argue about, like, oh, well, like, bears.
And then
bears,
he's like fine, you can, he's like, fine, you can go with me.
Yeah.
End scene.
And then we get the hunting party. So they're hunting the bear, and they're going across rivers and in the fucking
woods.
Oh, by
the way, so the hunting party is our bitch, the gimp,
douche canoe.
With the douche canoe, who got attacked earlier because he couldn't fucking shoot the bear, apparently, and his Native American friend and commissioner.
Yes.
That's the hunting party. And we get a man in a helicopter.
Flying overhead. His name is Pilot.
You know what he tells them? I don't see anything. That's all he does.
Yeah.
He's as like, they walk across.
He's this is helicopter. I don't see anything.
We see lovely, lovely stock footage of beavers and deer and moose. Someone had a lovely trip to Alaska, apparently.
Yeah.
So we get lots of stock footage.
To film all of it.
So, you know, you get a scene. Characters say something useless. Cut to beaver. End scene.
Or mountain, or river, or something in Alaska.
And then people walking across mountain, across a river, useless conversation, cut to moose, end scene.
We get a significant scene then, because the Native American guy spots something in the tree, and he says, look, a crow, it's a good sign.
No, I'll do this, Will. I'll do it for you. This is authentic. Authentic dialogue. Authentic Native American.
Did you fucking write down the fucking...
I remember, bitch.
Oh, God.
It's so simple. He's like... He's like, look. Look. Raven. Raven good. Raven not bear.
I Raven clan,
not bear clan. And then the guy is... our gimp is like, you still track good. He's like, yes. You speak... Oh, this
that
is truth.
That is true.
You speak truth.
You speak
truth. Cut to salmon. End scene.
Yeah, because he says like something about like, it's shame that salmon go up creek
to die.
Just like we go up mountain.
And we go up mountain.
And
also
die.
To die. End scene.
Oh my God. So that more talking, more hunting. And then now the old dude just starts fucking hallucinating.
Oh yeah, no, our Native American man. I don't know why.
For no fucking reason. He's shown no other signs.
We get like, I'm not joking, a millisecond like snippet where he's just walking through the fucking woods, and there's like a millisecond of like three like white women. In some weird getup.
Native garb.
You see it for, like, maybe a millisecond.
Yeah.
And then it just disappears.
Because he looks in the river. He's, like, drinking out of the river.
And then he keeps...
he sees it. And then he keeps hallucinating.
The scene continues, like, normal.
And then all of a sudden, like, you start seeing rams, like, ramming their head together.
Oh, God!
And he starts, like,
Here's what you see. Here's what you see. You see, like, an eagle. You see some fucking... I think like a river, and then you see like two rams like butting heads, and then our Native American just goes like starts rubbing his face like oh no.
the second time the ram apparently he just breaks him the second time
you see them ram, he just like squints like
he like sees like a taxidermy ram and
no
then
no
another...
he sees like a mountain goat and then like
another mountain goat.
And then like they take like So it's like they superimpose a mountain goat onto the frame of the movie,
and then
another one.
And then they duplicate it.
Another one.
And then they just show fucking taxidermy wolves, like, all over it.
A bad taxidermy, I might add. With, like, googly eyes. They have, like, a taxidermy wolf in one position, and then he, like, squints. It's like, oh, no.
Oh,
and
no.
Then
oh,
another
no.
one.
And then another one.
Another
and
one.
Another one.
It's, like, different positions. And then he sees the fucking women again.
And he like starts going up a mountain.
And then he just like stumbles off.
He's like, please help me.
So he rolls down a tiny hill.
And they have to rescue
him. But he's like bleeding from the mouth now. And then they're like, we'll help you, old man. And then we see our guy get on a rope, start going, and then just cuts to, he's rescued now.
And they're at a camp.
And then they're like, nyam, 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 wailing women.
Yeah, he must be seeing wailing women. And then they keep talking. That's the scene. They keep talking.
Oh, God.
For no fucking reason, our Gimp Hand Goomba starts like aiming his gun.
So, no. You need to set this up correctly, okay? So they're talking, nah, 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 wailing women. Yeah, but, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good friend. Okay. And then our guy.
The Native American, yeah, our Gimp Hand Goomba just lifts up the gun and starts aiming it at Douche Canoe.
And then Douche Canoe is like looking all intense. Yeah. And he's still aiming at him, uncalled for.
And then the guy's like.
No, it literally, like, back and forth, him aiming and the guy looking angry. And then the Douche Canoe is just like.
I love her. I think I love her, and she loves me.
And she loves me, too, and there's nothing you can do. And then our guy stops aiming, and just, that's it.
That's done scene. Why?
That was the most uncalled for shit. That's one of the most uncalled for things I've ever seen in a movie.
He just points his gun.
Just literally. The guy, just like, yeah, you know, he's a really good friend, you know?
He's a really good guy.
But then angry gun pointing.
Starts, like, aiming his gun.
I love her. Like, what? Literally, what?
So, they're back at camp. The old Native American guy gets up because he hears the wailing women.
The wailing bitches. And he goes up a mountain and is like, wait for me.
Wait.
I'm coming.
Wait for me. I'm coming. He says, like, I'm coming a lot in this scene.
Wailing women make him come?
But you know what doesn't make him come? The wailing women turning out to be the bear.
That's some bullshit, dude. That's some bullshit. Because the whole movie, they're like, oh, it's not really a bear. It's a vegan.
Like a shapeshifter.
It's the acoustica. It's shapeshifter. And then he goes up to the fucking wailing women because he's coming so hard. And they just, it's actually a bear.
And it murks him.
And it's just like, what's up? And then fucking hugs him to death.
Yep.
But that's bullshit. You know why? Because after this, there's no indication of no fucking shape-shifting, no nothing. No. They stuck a fucking stereotype. Oh, by the way, we need to mention this. Speaking of stereotypes, this Native American, he likes to drink.
A lot. Really? Yeah, I know. It's fucking,
like,
it's fucking
what,
dumb.
You fucking, like, what?
It's fucking dumb.
Oh, we forgot the fucking scene where he's, like, praying.
Oh, where he's like,
hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya.
So the actor is just, like, yelling into the air.
So here's what happens. The actor is, like, T-posing, right? He's, like.
He's, like, stretching his arms and legs out.
And then he's just, like, his mouth is just, like, open, but not moving.
And
he's
then
just,
we,
like,
we get a dub of. Hey-ya,
as our two douchebags argue for no reason.
Yeah.
Hey-ya, hey-ya. Okay, he does that. He fucking drinks, like, I'm sorry, like, really. I'm shocked they didn't fucking make him get out a goddamn peace pipe.
Me too. I don't.
Or run a casino. I don't fucking know. Like,
fucking stereotype.
Run a casino. I don't fucking know. Like, go for it, dude. Why? And then after this, for some reason, he hallucinates a bunch of taxidermies and a wailing woman and a bear that's actually disguised as wailing women. And then he dies. And then after this, there's no more shapeshifting.
Nope.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, Claus. Bullshit.
So they're tracking the bear again. And they go up a hill and they find tracks. They find his tracks too.
And then the guy's like, he's been following us this whole time. Blah, blah, blah. And then the goosh.
And they find out that the fucking bear killed the old man because they can't find the old Native
American
guy. Oh,
God, no. You forget the scene where he, like, wake in the middle of the night, our dude is telling the other guys, like, wait here. And he goes up and sees blood. And then literally next shot is him on top of a fucking mountain like, you bastard! And then the bear, we see the bear in another dimension. the bear is
what's
like,
up?
It's like standing up.
It's like waving. Like, what's up?
What's up, bitch? Hey, it bitch. Was me.
Yeah, I fucking killed him.
I'm the wailing women, bitch. And then the guy's like, you bastard. Like,
you don't fuck with me. I fuck with you.
You killed him, you bastard.
Yeah, that's right. I fucking killed him.
End scene.
I'd do it again, too.
And I'd do it again. End scene.
Fuck that racist bastard. I know he's not
He's not even native.
And that's why I killed him.
End scene. Cuts from, you bastard, yo, what's up, to him crying. Him fucking crying. Like, they sprayed some water in his face to make him look like he's crying. And then they're, like, standing on a dirt mound. And they're like, we'll give him a proper burial.
Is this where the guy gets fucking,
So this is where, for some reason, they split up. Our Gooch and Commissioner are gonna go. And then the douche canoe is like, I'm gonna stay and I'm gonna watch. And when he comes back, I'm gonna sit in a tree because he can't climb a tree. And I'm gonna shoot him. And they're like, good plan. Good plan, bro. And then they split. And so, he literally goes into a fucking tree.
And the bear, like...
Do you remember? In a little movie called Grizzly.
There's a guy in a fucking outpost. Like a...
There's a guy in an outpost.
Yep, and the bear knocks over the outpost. That scene was fucking cool.
Well, yeah, because number one, it's a fucking outpost.
That's a real bear, like, leaning up against an outpost.
And because you see a dummy crashing in an outpost. And I love dummy shots in movies. You know what we get in this? Nothing. What you get is a bear knocking over a limp tree and then bad editing to make it think that our douche is falling over. Also, when he starts, like, the bear starts, like, rocking the tree, the first thing that idiot does is drop his gun.
Yep.
Literally the first thing. And then he drops down, and then he stands up, and then, like, looks around.
And then, bleh!
And then it literally does the same thing. Where it jumps in from the left side of the screen.
And the bear just tackles. Like straight arm tackle.
It, like, just straight, like, zombie arm.
Yeah.
Straight.
Tackles him.
Tackles him, the end.
So he gets murked, and then he goes to the woman, and the kid, apparently her son, Buck, has woken up.
Oh, he was in a coma. Yes. Which, by the way, was, I don't think they ever told us that he was in a fucking coma. I thought he was just fucking...
No, I thought he was dead.
No, I knew he wasn't dead. I thought he was just laying there because his fucking... He's literally in, like, full body.
Yeah, full body bandage.
Except for his, like, left side of his face. And then she goes in the room.
And he's like, I want daddy.
I want daddy.
I need to see daddy. Give me daddy.
I need daddy.
Daddy.
I need daddy after this fucking movie. Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy. So.
So, Will, once upon a time, there was a girl sitting at dinner with her boyfriend and her dad, and she said, pass me the salt, daddy. And both guys reached over. Anyways.
Call me daddy.
He wants daddy. I want a daddy, too, after this fucking movie.
So,
and that scene ends.
Yep, like, then there's over. More bear tracking.
Oh, by the way. The fuckface, Mr. Helicopter, he's not, like, with them anymore.
He, like, landed somewhere else.
And he, like, landed. Oh, also, he tells the woman, like, yeah, I told them, like, don't do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like...
You never fucking told... This never
you,
fucking
You were
happened.
Flying around the whole time being like, I don't see nothing. And now you're, like... And now he's on the ground being all pouty, like, I told them not to do it. Like, what?
No, he didn't.
Movies have to... Like... Movies have to set things up, you know?
Yeah, they didn't fucking set that up.
You can't just... This movie does that a lot. Just drops into it.
So they're on a fucking snowy mountain, and they see the bear, and they go up the mountain.
No, they don't. They're already on top of the mountain, and then we see a bear in another dimension. What's up?
What's up? And they fall down the hill.
I'm going to reconstruct this for you. Exactly as you witness it. Exactly as the two directors wanted you to witness it. This is how they edited the scene. The bear roars. They look over. And then in another dimension, there's a bear standing up and waving and saying, what's up? And then our guy shoots And then it goes to, like, I swear to God, we see, like, a fucking, like, close-up of, like, his crotch. And then the camera, like, spins. And then next shot is both of our idiots tumbling down a mountain.
Yeah.
Why? No bear in sight. Nothing. They just tumbled down the mountain through the power of bad editing.
And the guy, like, the old dude is like,
oh, he's injured.
Hurt. And the guy tries to get on the radio, and they can't hear him, so they, like, decide to try to get up and get to a place where they can rescue the old guy. And then the chopper is flying around, the pilot's back in the fucking helicopter.
Fuck this scene. Here's what happens.
I can't see him.
I can't see him. It's foggy. And then the guy's like, I'm at the mine. He's like, okay. Literally 2 seconds later, I'm at so-and-so.
I'm at Dead Man's Point or whatever it's called.
He teleported.
Dead Devil's Point or Old Devil I'm at Point something.
Dead Dick Mountain Point.
Whatever.
Pick me up. And he's hard like, dick okay. Mode. I'm at the Dead Dick Point. Okay. Like, I'm at Dead right. Dick Point. Okay.
And then the transmission gets through. He finds them and flies the old man out of the fucking danger
you
zone.
Thought they were going to do the thing. Because in Grizzly...
I even said, like, you remember what happened in Grizzly when the helicopter landed?
Well, no. They're not... What we got was... No, we'll get there. He takes off, gets the old dude, and the guy's like, I'm going to fight him. And he's like, okay.
Yep, so they go...
Bye.
They go to an old mining... like.
So he goes to an old mine.
Mine.
While the dude flies back, he drops off the old man, and then the woman's like, where is he? And he's like... It's okay. He's gonna do it.
He's gonna
kill. Don't worry. Talk to Buck.
He's gonna kill the bear. And the girl and the woman's like, no, I need to talk to him. Buck wants his daddy.
And he's like, I already flew over there. And he's like,
I love
oh, the shot scene. Where she's like,
no, you're gonna take me over there.
It's literally just nah 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 nah. And then we get a shot of the pilot.
Him covering his face with his bandana and just looking exhausted. Bandana,
and he's just like face palming.
He's just like, ugh.
And then she's just like nah nah nah, and then he flies away.
Oh my god, I just love the ugh.
That's me for the whole fucking movie, dude. And then he flies her off.
I love how all these movies have that exact expression of how we're feeling about the movie.
Dude.
Like, every single movie we've watched has an expression of how we're feeling about the movie. And this one encompasses it.
It does. Fully. That's how I felt the whole fucking time.
Just
digging my palms into my face. Especially this next scene.
So the bear attacks the guy at the fucking mine, and they, like, go
sort of
across this train car. And, like, they're on opposite sides, and he's, like, looking, and the bear's, like,
dude,
looking at him, and then they, like, they like get to the end of the train, and the...
Bro, this shit is so badly edited.
And then the fucking...
You have no, like...
idea what's going on.
You want to talk about bad, like, movie geography? You never have any clue in this scene where the fuck... anybody is
in
relation.
I'm just guessing they're on the opposite side of the train.
Yeah, but they reuse the same shot of the bear on, like, the side of the train that he's on.
I know.
And then they're on opposite sides.
And then he grabs an axe and, like throws it up a hill. And then, like,
climbs up
the hill.
To get his axe.
And then he's on top of the mine, and the bear is, like, trying to, like, hit it. And, like, hits a gas canister.
And then
and sprays all over his fucking face.
And then the bear goes in the mine shaft.
And the guy goes after him.
And we thought he was going to... I thought he was going to blow up the mine shaft. But what happens is possibly even more stupid than that.
You mean how they just go through the mine?
He just goes through the mine and then ends up on the other side.
Yeah.
Both of them.
They literally don't fight in the mine. They just go through the mine.
So what happens then is the lady and the pilot are getting closer. And it goes to slow-mo.
This whole I want to mention this whole
this
scene
entire scene
is in slow motion.
Is going to be slow motion. The guy is, like, swinging the hatchet
the bear
around.
And the bear's like...
And then the bear smacks him.
And then the girl, like, finds a flare gun in the helicopter.
He's like, land the helicopter.
And she's like, land the helicopter. She jumps out. And then, like, she's like...
So our guy is, like, hanging off of a fucking, like... Okay. In the shot... He's, like, on a tiny little, like,
hill. They try and make it look like a fucking giant mountain, but it's not.
But when it's in close-up, they want you to think he's hanging off of a giant fucking, like, chasm.
Yeah.
And the bear is, like, swiping at him.
I love this part because, like, the girl, like, is like, rrr, 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 and, like, aims the flare gun.
And then for some reason...
like, doesn't fire it.
No, it, like, gimps. For some reason, the flare gun... it, you know why? Because it's a... because women can't shoot. I don't fucking know.
And then the bear's like... rrr,
and then the bear turns like, around, and she's like, shoot.
I swear
you forgot.
I don't think she says shit, but like
it sounds like she says shit
because she's like, oh, sure. Because
it gimps,
and then like the bear's like, fuck you, and then like
swipes her,
and
then the guy's like,
down.
Oh no,
and he gets her up and then fucking goes for the fucking slow mo fucking kill shot,
and then the bear swipes him again, and but for some reason this time nothing happens.
He's
to
unaffected.
Him.
He's just like, fuck you. And then it aims the fucking flare gun and fires away.
We see a like a fucking bear taxidermy lit on fire.
And they
it's
fucking...
literally just a bear like with its arms outstretched, standing dead
and,
still.
And they push it off a fucking cliff.
And then they push it off a cliff until like it's not even that far of a drop, which is funny as hell. Because they make you think it's like a giant fucking chasm.
No, it's just a fucking it's like, you know,
it's like a 10-foot drop into a lake.
Anyone who jumped off that would be fine.
He could have just jumped into that lake and would have been fine.
So they all get in the helicopter and fly away credits. That's literally it.
That's the fucking movie.
Like, all that build up for a 5-minute slow-mo scene where she, although it was worth it to hear it be, oh, sure.
And then, oh,
bear's on fire.
Bear on fire. Puppet off cliff. On fire. The end.
Oh my god. This movie is trash.
This movie could eat a fucking dick. Okay?
This movie fucking blows. I will admit, not as much as fucking Devil and Leroy Bassett. That movie is infinitely worse.
No, this is... I mean, congratulations, I guess?
I mean, that's not hard to do. But, you know, whatever.
This is... dude.
It's fucking...
It's a ripoff of a ripoff.
It gets nothing fucking right, though.
And every decision that this movie makes is wrong.
They throw taxidermy fucking bears at people. And, like, expect that to look like fucking
attacks. Yeah, dude, a grizzly had a real grizzly bear on screen. It had... a grizzly bear had body parts flying around.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Like,
I mean, this is entertaining, but for the wrong reasons.
No, here's the thing. This movie's hilarious. I mean, don't get me wrong. That, like, there's, like, a 20-minute section near the end where it's just douchebags walking up a mountain with nature footage that I could strongly do without it.
But the fucking thing with, like, the forced drama and, like,
oh, man.
All the fucking exposition they have to do and, like, the flashbacks.
It's hilarious.
For no reason. Like, they just, like, they thought...
there
they
are
making...
6 flashbacks.
Were they thought... did they really think they were making something, like, prolific here?
Dude, it's a movie about a killer grizzly bear. That's all it is. I don't get... like, they try to make you think it's something more than that with all the fucking, like...
oh, they try to make it sound like it's more.
Ooh, it's gonna be a shapeshifter.
But maybe a shapeshifter.
No.
Maybe we have a stereotypical Native American man that thinks it's a shapeshifter.
He thinks it's a shapeshifter, but it's not.
No.
Maybe he just... drank too much fucking whiskey.
Maybe.
But, look, it's nothing. It's just a fucking killer grizzly bear. And for some reason, in this movie, with a killer grizzly bear, there are 6 flashbacks.
6. 4 of which would happen in the fucking first 20 minutes.
All of which are just pointless exposition.
That actually, honestly, the movie would have still made sense if you took them out.
You could have literally had, like, all of it condensed into, like, 1 or 2 scenes.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine.
Why not do that? I feel like this movie just, like, wastes time by putting random, unnecessary bullshit on the screen just to fill time. You know, like we've seen in so many other movies. It's like they can't... they have an idea, and they're like, okay, well...
what's the idea?
We can't...
like, what... dude, if this fucking thing...
They just saw a fucking grizzly.
They saw grizzly.
And we're like, I could do that.
You know what they saw? Dollar signs.
They're like, listen, grizzly's the... top grossing indie movie in 1976. So let's fucking try our
hand. This is a year later. year fucking later.
These fucking goons thought this would be better than Grizzly?
This thing?
That's what exactly what it is. It's a thing.
It's a thing, and it makes... Like, we thought Grizzly was all right. This makes Grizzly look like fucking The Godfather.
Now, with that being said, I did... this movie is irredeemable trash. We use that word a lot on this podcast. It's irredeemable trash. It's terrible. The cinematography is awful. Editing is fucking terrible. Like, everything's bad about this movie.
The editing is a fucking achievement.
But that's it's weird because that's what makes it entertaining.
Yes.
Because it's so bad that you can fucking, like, laugh at it, at, like, all of its failure.
At the desperate attempts at drama.
It is such a failure that you just fucking, it's a train wreck. You can't look away. You just, like, keep watching it because you want to know what these fucking madmen did the fucking next scene. Like, you're like, what happens next scene? Does it get more ridiculous? Then you get the hallucination scene and you're just like, what the fuck is this? And then you're just like, okay, maybe I should watch more. Like, you know.
And then you're thinking, like, how can they end it? And then...
Slow-mo.
A slow-mo bullshit fight.
Yeah. That's how they ended it.
Grizzly had the courtesy to blow the fucking thing up with a bazooka. In this, slow-mo.
And that scene was quick. Remember in Grizzly?
Yeah.
Like, it fucking tilted the fucking helicopter.
No, dude.
Caused the guy to death, and then he got the bazooka and blew
it. It killed the fucking guy on the horse. It fucking decapitated the horse, for fuck's sake. Killed the dude. Well, first it like, mauled him, and then the dude buried himself, and then thought he was safe, woke up, fucking got murdered, and then they found him, and then the bear attacks them, kills the other guy, and then the dude blows it up with a bazooka. Yeah. That's, like, the whole, like, last 5 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, it's quick.
It's quick. It's a pretty similar setup, too. I mean, they were fucking, like, searching for it and camping in the woods. Because this movie's very fucking original.
Yeah.
But, just, dude, is it that hard?
So we give Grizzly a 5. What would you give fucking Claws?
Oh, my God. A 2?
I would say it only gets a 2 from me, too, because, like...
Don't get me wrong. It's entertaining. But here's the thing. This is a weird one. This movie's hilarious to watch. Like, it's fucking hilarious. We laughed our asses off, but I would never, ever watch it again.
If I was watching it alone, I would have turned it off in the first 5 minutes.
I would never watch this again.
No.
Ever.
I would watch Grizzly again.
I can watch Grizzly again, and, I mean, I can recommend Grizzly to a normal person, because it's a movie.
Yeah.
It has things, Will. There's actors.
But seriously, if you enjoy these kind of movies, just watch Grizzly.
Funny. Here's the funny thing. Our review of Grizzly, we kept saying just watch Jaws. So in this review...
We've gotten to the lowest bar.
I'll just say, just watch fucking Grizzly.
Just watch Grizzly. If you want to watch a bear kill people, just watch Grizzly.
Because also, it's worth mentioning, both of these movies are rated PG.
You know, I'm going to change mine just because I think I hate it a little more than you do. I'm going to change it to 1.
Nah.
I'm going to go 1.
That bad.
I can have my own rating. 1.
No.
Yeah. 1. Nah. You might not think it is, but 1 for me.
1 is like movies that aren't even entertaining, though. I give it a 2 just because, again, I would never watch it again. And giving it more than that just feels wrong. Like, I feel like I'd be giving...
I think can I go like 1.5?
Nah, no halfsies.
Damn it. I'm like in between. Like, I hated the movie, but like it was entertaining. So I don't know. Like, I'm torn.
That's why a 2. A 2 is you're literally giving it like pity. Pity. That's what you're giving it. It's not a 1. A 1 would be just irredeemable garbage, like fucking Ape. Or Ape is a fucking 1. This, not quite a 1, but 2, that's it. That's the best. You know what?
All right.
It's like you're a teacher, and someone gives you, like, you assign an essay, and they give you an essay, and they just scribble on it in crayon for 5 pages. And you're just like, okay, it's an essay. 2 out of 10. That's this movie.
This is the movie version of that. I want to give it a one. Though.
I know you do.
I really do.
I know you do. But
you're
not
going to let me.
No.
You're not
because there's going to be worse. Well, you know there's going to be worse movies
there
this fucking year.
And this is going to be my worst of the worst. But like, come on, like.
If this ends up the worst of the worst,
I doubt it.
It's a good year. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, because this, it's not as bad as Leroy Bassett or fucking last year's Track of the Fucking Moonbeast.
Oh God.
Or Ape.
Dude, I don't think we've gotten to the worst of the worst.
But this is almost.
We've just started with 76.
It's fighting for it.
It might.
It wants it. But I can't. I'm not giving it to it.
I can't give it to it. All right, you're right. Okay.
Let's give it a 2. That's all it gets. All
right.
Give it a 2. Give it that 1 point for.
All right, you're right.
For the slow-mo.
You tell the truth. You speak truth.
For the greatest dialogue ever.
You tell the truth. You speak truth.
It's a raven. Raven, good. Raven, not bear. Did you know that?
Me Raven Clan, not Bear Clan.
What if he was a fucking? What if he was a Bear Clan? Like
what?
What?
Me no bad. Me no Bear Clan.
Also, can I just mention that in every like, for the first like, half of the movie. Every scene with the Native American ends with him drinking whiskey. He'll just say, like, exposition, exposition. I go drink whiskey now. Every scene.
It never shows him drinking the whiskey, though.
No, it never actually shows him drinking any. But he's a Native American.
Mm.
So he's gotta be a raging alcoholic.
Fucking stupid.
Fuck this movie.
Yeah, fuck this movie.
Fuck and fuck both of these directors. Two people!
Especially the guy that made Devil and Leroy Bassett. Dude, fuck him.
I think he has a fucking Native American fetish. I swear to God. But two people?
Yeah.
Two. I think there's two screenwriters, too.
Yeah, there was. And two writers. Why? This is like a six-man crew working on like the story for this. It took six men to do this.
It took all this manpower? And this is the best you
this
got.
Is what they got.
Two directors.
How fucking limp do you have to be? How fucking basic as shit do you have to be to make this kind of movie?
Like, at no point did anyone say, no, don't do that.
No. On to better things. We have a live stream coming up on Sunday.
We
got another episode for you tomorrow. So, live stream, Sunday. I'll keep posting it. I posted something today, so.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Our Alpha Xylon.
Our
fucking Bane.
More like Beta Xylon.
Except my Bane.
Except my dick.
But yeah, so we'll be playing shitty games. Come hang out. I'll keep posting. I'm going to spam this shit.
Join us.
I'm going to spam this shit.
Our Bane.
Hopefully we don't get any more games that crash the stream. But, you know, we'll see.
I mean, we can't be held responsible.
No.
We don't fucking make the games.
We don't, but we do make the live
Some fucking games. Idiots make the games, and they don't optimize them for shit.
Especially controller support. Fuck that shit.
Oh, God.
Never controller support.
God forbid you take the extra, like, half hour to program it, dude.
Whatever. We'll be there on Sunday. Come hang out. Come chat with us. That was fucking a bullshit ripoff of a ripoff. Claws. And yeah.
Fuck this movie.
Yeah. Fuck this movie.
It's over.
All right. We out. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We're done.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
As always, for they mostly come out at night. This has been Will.
This is Alex.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Oh.